"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
We've learned a little bit more in the past couple of hours about the Buffalo mass shooter, this 18-year-old by the name of Peyton Gendron. He was busy online, just places you don't really know much about.
If you're normal.
A couple of media outlets have pulled out. There was a 500-page document posted on a file-sharing platform called MediaFire. Do you know that one, John? MediaFire?
That one I hadn't heard of, no.
Okay, sometimes you have radar for some of these weird things. He talks about how he scouted out locations for his anticipated mass shooting. And he was at that top supermarket in Buffalo in March. He was confronted by a security guard. See, that's nice and alert. And he said, I'm collecting, and is the word he used, consensus data. Consensus?
Consensus data?
Yeah, I think he was confused. Census data versus consensus. because that's what he posted in these. Apparently, the guard said, I've seen you go in and out. What are you doing? I'm just gathering consensus data. And then he ran off in his car. He wrote in hindsight, that was a close call.
See?
He took detailed notes, including sketches of the supermarket's layout, how many black shoppers were inside the store, and the security guard's movements.
See, that
so he
guard,
really
though,
planned this out.
That guard did what you have to do is when you see somebody acting weird, confront them. Sometimes just the confrontation will get him to run away.
Right.
Now, he came back, but he noticed that that's weird. That's not right. You have to go by your instinct. You don't have to worry about their civil rights. You don't have to worry that you're judging them. Judge them. Take some action. Poke back. See what happens. That's how you survive.
Now, you may have heard that one of the people that was killed in the shooting was a security guard by the name of Aaron Salter. He opened fire on Gendron, but because Gendron was wearing armor, didn't work.
Bounced
off. And then Gendron fired back and killed the security guard. We don't know if he's the same guard that confronted him in March. Mm. It's possible, but we don't know that. But what we also found out this afternoon, among the online postings by this sick individual. You know what? It was popular for us to use the term crazy. I'm not doing that. I give up on that because that sounds like an excuse. I'm saying evil.
Evil.
This is evil. Somebody like this is purely evil. Crazy's too kind, don't you think? Because then you're writing it off to some, no, he couldn't control his mental illness.
It's not just a moody person. Somebody
that plans this out like this is purely evil. So apparently he evaded a state law that could have prevented him from owning a gun. New York has a red flag law allowing judges to bar people believed to be dangerous. Yet when he was able to buy an assault style weapon despite having been held for a mental health evaluation last year after making a threatening remark at the high school. That's the one where he responded to a school project question by writing, "I want to go on and commit murder-suicide."
Yeah.
Well, all he had to say was, "I was joking," and that apparently got him off. Well, he wrote, "I got out of it because I stuck with the story that I was getting out of class, and I just stupidly wrote that down. That's the reason I believe I'm still able to purchase guns. It was not a joke. I wrote that down because that's what I was planning to do." This is what they found in his online post.
He wrote that when he was at the hospital for his psych evaluation, he was thinking about how and where he would pull off a mass shooting. It was going on in his brain while he was waiting and getting examined for his mental problem. But unless you tell them directly that, well, I'm planning to shoot up a grocery store in Buffalo, they will do nothing. In the New York Post right now, I'm looking at a story. And this is what I spoke of earlier. And this is what makes me crazy. Benjamin Crump, famous civil rights lawyer. Well, he is representing the grieving relatives of some of those who got shot and killed. And he says, we can't sugarcoat it. We can't try to explain it away talking about mental illness. No, this was an act of domestic terrorism. And just like America responds to terrorism, America needs to respond to this act of bigotry, racism, and hate as a terrorist act. Should be the same outrage as the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. And then he lists all these, and he kept repeating, this is a terrorist act. Well, you could say that, and you could shake your fist and get all angry, but you have to have procedures to catch them in advance.
Yes, you need tools in the toolbox.
You have to, when evil guy shows up at school, tells you he wants to commit murder-suicide, don't just accept, oh, it's a joke. Of course he's going to say it's a joke, right? Of course, because he said, no, I meant it. Well, now he might get charged with making a terrorist threat. So don't let him outfox you that easily. He showed up in school wearing a hazmat suit from head to toe. Some sort of COVID protest.
Yeah, his family members say he was paranoid about getting COVID, but that probably was a protest too.
You know, twice he made some kind of threat at school. The school thought he was messed up, and they sent him to the police. The police thought he was messed up and sent him for a psychiatric evaluation. But now the mental health professionals, you know, the ones with the degrees, the educated professionals, they look at him and say, oh, he's fine. Well, there you go. Now you're going to have, and you can describe it as evil, racist, bigoted, act of terrorism. All the words in the end don't matter. He did it, and you could have stopped it, but you didn't because you're incompetent. You're lazy. You're stupid. I don't know what keeps these mental health evaluators from figuring out when they've got somebody who's this destructive. It seems like anyone capable of doing this would give some kind of hint or sign if you dug deeply enough. Oh, and he left a lot of information on the internet. He was on all the wacky sites. He was writing about wanting to do this. He eventually wrote 180 pages. So when you get when you get evil person coming in to the office, go look it up. See what he's writing about. A judge is the one who has to bar him from buying a gun. So they never took the case to court. They never got a judge to put a restraining order to keep him from buying a gun. So, of course, he could buy a gun. I mean, everybody just yells and shakes a fist and uses incendiary language like Benjamin Crump. Well, that's not going to stop these things. You've got to do something to physically stop them. I don't know what to say. This is going on, you know, twice a day now.
One of Gendron's few friends is speaking out. Matthew Casado said that Gendron showed up at his house the day before the shooting, on Friday, and dropped off 5 boxes of ammunition. Well, that's not something that happens every day.
There you go.
He said he needed space to rearrange his house. He'd return that evening to pick up the bullets, but he never did return. Now, Casado says, I never knew him to be racist. Casado is Latino. He was never racist toward me. I didn't know anything about this.
Well, a lot of guys are going to cover it up. It really is the quiet ones. But when they finally...
Oh, yeah, he says by 11th grade, though, this guy had no friends. Nobody hung out with them.
They're all like that.
Yeah.
Everybody knew a kid like this in school.
Yeah.
You know, I knew a kid like this, and he ended up getting caught as a peeping Tom looking through girls' bedroom windows. And you can pick them out. You don't know exactly what they're going to do, but you know that they send out the vibe. It's like, I'm weird. I'm not normal. I might be violent. I might be a pervert. Something bad's going to happen if you let me be. It's not that hard. Everybody remembers that kid in school.
Coming up after 5:30, Russia, Ukraine. Just how sick is Putin? And what's going to happen now that Finland may get into NATO? What was the response from Russia when that news came out? All right, that'll come up after the news. I thought you were going to say something.
No. We'll wait till we get to the story.
Okay, so another shooting that occurred over the weekend, it's not getting as much attention, but was horrifying just the same, was 4 o'clock in the afternoon Saturday in downtown L.A. outside what is known as the Grand Central Market. I have actually been there. It's sort of like indoor food booths that you walk around in. Matter of fact, that time I had to do jury duty. Remember that? I think that was 5 years ago already.
Yeah.
I got called to downtown L.A., which was horrible. I went there for lunch.
Ooh.
A guy got shot to death. Try to find out his identity. You can't, and there's no updates. This happened Saturday. Today's Monday. They're still looking for the suspect who ran from the scene. But if you saw any of the video taken from inside the market, people were running for their lives. It was absolutely crazy. Streaming for the exits. And then there was one person seen on the ground near an entrance. I mean, this is 4 in the afternoon. So the debate is policing. Oh, and look who stepped up. L.A. City Councilman Kevin DeLeon, who, of course, is running for mayor, said he believes foot and bicycle police patrols are a key strategy to combating street violence, and he has committed $2.5 million for police overtime to enable them. I'll work closely with LAPD command to get officers on the ground to stop these crimes before they happen.
Wasn't he a defund the police guy 2 years ago?
You know, I don't remember if he was or he wasn't.
Did he take a knee? Yeah, did he take a knee?
Garcetti took a knee. Michael Moore took a knee. I don't remember all the council people and what they were saying.
They were such fools. They wanted to defund the police. They actually took $150 million out of the police budget. They also tied the police their hands behind their backs so they can't do anything. So the police are completely demoralized. I mean, Garcetti called them killers. And now there's been such a boomerang, such a backlash against that idiotic policy that all these guys have reinvented themselves as, you know, tough on crime. Yeah, we need more police. Police walking, police on bikes, police flying around in drones. We need police everywhere.
Nick Previsich is a downtown resident for 11 years. And he told the El Segundo Times that the shooting confirmed his view that there's an anything-goes attitude that's taken hold among some people he called outsiders to L.A.'s downtown scene. They felt safe enough to engage in deadly conflict with hundreds of people right inside the Grand Central Market. So he's making the point, and he and a bunch of downtown restaurant owners are calling on the city to do something, which includes more of police foot and bicycle patrols, and then, of course, you're still dealing with the homeless. So send more people out there to deal with the homeless. We need a response, and we need it now, because that area has become, once again, particularly unsafe. We don't know who was killed. We don't know who did the shooting, whether it was gang people in a conflict, whether it was just random, whether it was a homeless person. We don't know. They're not really identifying the victim yet. But clearly, people just think this has gotten so out of control. We told you earlier in the show that the district attorney for LA County, George Gascon, has finally decided, but you're right, the word limited, that maybe we ought to have bail in some of these, quote, nonviolent cases.
This is considered a revelation. A grown man suddenly woke up after seeing the recall numbers and said, yeah, maybe we could try that bail thing again.
Right.
Well, all the stuff that was obvious, proven to work exceptionally well for hundreds of years. And Gascon comes and eviscerates all of it. And now that he's getting his head handed to him, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess we could have limited bail in certain cases. God.
Yeah, because he knows that the recall signatures are growing every day. So he's putting out little stories to make it look like he's trying to do something. Yeah. Remember, last weekend, he wrote an opinion piece that appeared in the LA Daily News that we're creating a new task force for victims. I'm like, victims? You even speak that word? You ever heard of that word before?
I know. It's all so fake. It's so transparent. I mean, do these people, they don't have like an ounce of self-awareness, how foolish they look. Oh, yeah, okay. Limited bail.
Limited bail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says. We're going to have it in limited cases, which you probably are right. Won't mean any cases, but they just wanted to put the story out there and hope that the media picks it up that, oh, look at that, bail is back. We don't have to recall him from office.
He's
learned his lessons.
On something else, too. He had a blanket policy that the headline says he's rolling it back. He reversed course. It was something about a blanket policy on how he files charges. Yeah. And then when you read the story, it's like, well, in certain cases. It's always these weasel words. Well, what is that? Certain cases. Is that 2% of the cases, 20% of the cases? How often? Huh? Because you had the blanket policy, and you reversed the old blanket policy of charging them with it. I think it was, it was enhancements.
Enhancements.
It was going to be never any enhancements, and then there was a headline, okay, reversed course on enhancements. Well, only in very limited circumstances. But he just wants the headline. See, I heard you. That's another phrase they use. I heard you. I've heard from the community. No, you're fighting for your life.
It's funny in this Times story on the downtown LA shooting. It's Kevin DeLeon's district. He's quoted as saying, we got to get more foot patrols, bike patrols out there. Later on in the article, one of his spokespeople said, well, that's only part of the solution. We need to increase resources for mental health and other services. So apparently some of the activists got wind of DeLeon saying, what do you mean more cops? We're defund the police people and we don't believe more cops. Throw in something there about mental health workers, outreach workers.
Oh, yeah. Here I've been looking up. I'm looking up Kevin DeLeon. It was a broadcast on public radio and some activist was bragging how the parks in Skid Row are going to get $200,000 for positive programming from Kevin DeLeon, and the money is taken from the Defund the Police Fund.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
That's their magic thing.
Because
we're going to take all the money that we reduced the police force with, and we're going to turn it to programs that magically turn everybody into regular citizens.
So I had to figure it out, because DeLeon, in his interviews back in 2020 and when he was running to become city councilman, he was cagey about defund the police. He'd offer you like a 20-minute word salad and never really answer the question. So I'm thinking, okay, he's talking in jargon and gobbledygook. He must be hiding something. So you just got to spend some time. And then I find it's like, oh, okay. So he agreed with the $150 million that Garcetti stole out of the LAPD funding, and then he found a way to give $200,000. And they call it the Defund the Police Fund, and then use it for a Skid Row Park positive programming boondoggle. I don't even know what that means. What is positive programming at a Skid Row Park?
I don't know. Feel good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, there is a top Russian oligarch who says that he has secret recordings which will show that Vladimir Putin does have cancer. Coming up next.
John and Ken.
Well, one way to end the horror in Ukraine is for Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, to just die or be very close to it or get overthrown. There are always reports of a possible coup coming in the Kremlin. There is a top oligarch who only wants to be referred to as Yuri to protect his identity. who apparently has been sharing some recordings, an audio recording with something called New Lines Magazine, which says that Putin is believed to be suffering from some type of blood cancer.
Like leukemia, I guess?
Yeah, something like that. They've been citing his lower back problems. He underwent surgery on his back last year. Other examples, the puffy face, that he might be using steroids.
Remember there were blotches on his face the other day?
There were blotches on his face in one of his appearances.
You get that with leukemia. You get like bruise-like, or maybe it's similar to bruises.
Oh. Well, then there's also the possibility of, the fact that he's been walking with a limp, that he is also possibly suffering from Parkinson's, and those were the pictures of him apparently having the shaky hand or gripping the desk, showing that he's trying to control his shaking. Blood cancers, you're right, such as lymphoma or a myeloma, are cancers of the plasma cells. And they can cause pervasive bone disease. So this is one of the possibilities.
Yeah, and something to root for.
People don't
normally root for cancer, but you can here.
Treatment includes chemotherapy, which results in hair loss. Putin's not known to be suffering from hair loss, but it's not like he has a lot of hair on his head anyway. Now, the big development is that Finland and Sweden are applying for membership in NATO. Finland shares this 830-mile border with Russia.
Oh, that's a good time.
So that would roughly double the border for NATO territories with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden does have a land border with Russia, but it has a maritime border with the country. It says water between them.
Yeah, now, way at the top. Right. Inside the Arctic Circle, Sweden and Finland like bend to the right as you're looking at them.
Right.
And then Russia meets them way up there.
I did see over the weekend, I think Turkey might be objecting.
Yeah, they are.
They are. Huh?
Well, they're playing the middle on this.
Well, yeah, I think they do dealings with Russia.
Well, you need 100% approval from all the existing members to get into NATO. So having one country try to block it can work.
Right. Yeah, Turkey, by the way, is the NATO member with the second largest military after the United States. Is that surprising to hear? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
The president said, we don't hold positive views on Finland and Sweden's potential membership. But he didn't really elaborate further on that.
Maybe Turkey's holding out for some kind of deal. You could always sell your vote.
True.
The rest of the NATO countries have to come up with some, because that guy is kind of a crook anyway.
Oh, he is, yeah. That Turk. I thought he was almost overthrown a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
They thought he was out.
He's a bad guy, so you could probably make a deal with him.
Now, there's a report that Russia is started deploying nuclear missiles towards its border with Finland. This is an intimidation tactic?
Well, what's funny is the Finnish president told reporters that he called Putin and told him that that Finland was going to try to join NATO. And he was surprised. He expected Putin to start yelling.
Yeah.
And Putin reacted very calmly. And the Finnish president was kind of pleased that he got a calm reaction. And I thought, I don't know. That doesn't seem right. He doesn't want NATO on the border. That's a main reason that he invaded Ukraine, was Ukraine was trying to get into NATO. So
yes, he doesn't want bordering nations to be in NATO.
830 miles of NATO on your border? That's the United States on your border. That's really what it is. We're the main, we'd be the main combatant in a war between Russia and NATO.
Right.
So, you know, that's the U.S. on that 830-mile border. That's how Putin looks at it. So what do you know? Finnish president looks out the window and, hey, what's that? Hey, Sven, go see what that is.
Oh, no.
Nuclear
they look like missiles.
Those aren't nuclear missiles, are they?
Yeah, it says that they're described as new Ural 7 Iskanders. They look like a new military unit is being formed. They're designed to hit targets at relatively short distances or deployed against, could be deployed against NATO forces. With a range of up to 310 miles, the Iskander can also be deployed for bunker busting and anti-radar missions.
Right. So he could start firing nukes at cities in Finland.
That's probably what he's trying to...
And Finland would not be able to stop it.
Could it be tomorrow they announce they're not going to join NATO?
I don't know.
Or could they be happy that Turkey's blocking them from getting into NATO?
That's right. Back off and blame it on Turkey. Use Turkey as cover. It's like, well, Turkey objected. And
yeah, because Russia likes to play this that, hey, we're on the defensive here. We've got, we're surrounded by these NATO countries, and they could invade us.
Yeah, they've
got... That's going to happen, but that's a way of...
they've got five NATO countries on their border already. Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Poland, and that little tiny bit of Norway.
Maybe we should then invade and overthrow him.
Well, that's what he figures. That's what he figures we're ultimately up to.
Yeah, that's probably in his mind. That is a way he can rationalize maybe using nukes. Yeah, don't forget, the voter guide is up at KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken page. It'll give you some guidance on some of the races on your June 7th ballot, certainly the important ones. There's lots of things to vote for. Again, this is just a primary. The top two in these races will meet in November. So, and trust me, you're going to want to see the John and Ken voter guide in November. There's going to be a lot of ballot propositions.
There are no propositions this round.
They're not in this one. No, they didn't want to put them on a primary ballot. I don't know. Maybe because they don't think enough people are going to vote. I don't know. But they didn't. I think they did come up with a law that they have to be tied into a general election.
Oh, is it?
So they have to run in November.
You figure somebody would have wanted to get one on.
Yeah, exactly. One of the most bizarre stories we've seen in weeks comes out of Santa Clara County, where it's hard to believe, but a police officer was responding to a, it looks like a domestic violence call about a restraining order, went to the house and began pleasuring himself. Hmm. Now we have some of the details, because it was really weird to even imagine how the hell. His name is Matthew Dominguez. He's 32 years old. An unidentified individual whose family put a domestic violence restraining order against him had allegedly violated the order and was at the family's home. So the mother, identified in his statement as Ms. S, the father as Mr. A, and their 23-year-old daughter, called the police. So Dominguez and two other cops show up. He takes the lead investigative role, but as you might imagine, he took instant interest in the daughter.
Oh.
Yep. Officer Dominguez took interest in her and continued to interact almost exclusively with her. After she gave the officer a possible location, this would be against the man that might be violating the restraining order. You're following this?
Yeah.
He allegedly ordered the two other officers to conduct the search. While he milled around the home, he managed to keep the daughter in view of his body-worn camera. So I guess he wanted to collect an image of her. Must have been really turned on. I mean, I've never heard anything like this. The daughter then asked him about her brother's GPS monitor, which they and Mrs. S, the mother, went to retrieve together. After Dominguez was handed the monitor, the mother alleged that Dominguez unzipped his pants and began rubbing himself. Later, the daughter goes into the kitchen to get her mother a glass of water. He follows them into the kitchen. As he turned around to face the mother, she saw Officer Dominguez's member outside of his pants, fully exposed.
Hey, what's that? Yeah, how'd he get out?
I mean, there's no self-control. There's nothing.
No.
You had the body camera images. Go and,
go home. You know,
yeah, go
jump
have your
to the
fun
wife.
To that later. But he had to do something right then and there. He was so overcome by...
I just love the way it's worded.
Saw and it's in front of the mother, too, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they go to find the father, And they called an uncle who was also near the scene. Well, and when the Mr. A returned to the kitchen, he saw Officer Dominguez facing out of the kitchen with his, with it in his left hand and his right hand on the counter.
He's always a lefty.
Yep. So he was working away.
What do you
there's
do?
There's too many witnesses for this not to be true.
The officer has a gun, too. So it's like, do you confront him? You don't want to get him mad.
It's true. Police officers do hold a lot of power
that's
in many
right.
cases. And when they're in your
it's
home.
Like, let's give him his space. Let's give him his privacy.
Yeah. So he was apparently so worked up over the daughter that he had to.
He had to immediately attend.
Take care of his. Yeah. You know how some men are controlled by their.
Yeah, but I've never heard of that.
No, and
I mean for a cop, for somebody who shows up, you know.
And he must have been into public displays too, because
not the first time. I'm sure not the first time. No.
That's your theory with like every story.
Yeah, right. No, because you
especially when somebody does something outrageous, right?
Right, right. Because it's too nerve wracking. You want to see if you can get away with it. You've got to have a whole method to pull it off. All right, Conway's here.
Are you talking about Bill Handel?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Guess.
That never gets old, I guess. No. Steve Gregory's coming out with us at 6 o'clock, right? That's kind of cool, right? I guess the LA Fire Department is unveiling a new electric fire truck. So that'll be nice, right? When that thing runs out of juice on the way to save somebody.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
We also have a national pizza delivery pizza delivery drivers. We can't find any. Right, they're all done.
There's a shortage of everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're short 12,000 pilots.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
12,000 pilots.
Yeah, and that's not
where they go.
I don't know, but I guess they all retired, or you know,
a lot of them retired after.
They treat them like crap.
Yeah.
And so they retired. But you can get a guy up like I can go to Domino's tonight, and after about 20 minutes, I can start delivering pizzas. But I can't start flying a plane after 20 minutes.
Right.
You got to really concentrate. But anyway, baby formula plant could be back up by mid-December.
All right.
So,
mid-December?
That's a long way for the kids there.
It's months.
Oh, yeah. They'll be fine.
They're going to be hungry.
They're fine.
I can see the kind of dad you are. So right. You'll be fine.
Totally hands off. California's getting a new state park for the first time in 13 years.
Is that right? Where?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Just giving a headline, John. Don't question.
I forgot. I
just
read the headline. Not supposed to ask questions. Sorry.
But hey, look, off the subject here, I know that you and I were at that meeting today, that iHeart meeting, and you and Ken didn't get the recognition you deserve, but you guys bring a lot of money into this building, and you have tremendous ratings, and a lot of people listen to you, and
what
I think you
about?
Both should have been honored today at that event.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's true.
I'll let you say that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.